Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 16th. I'm Joshua Chang. Vice President Joe Biden is in town to attend a roundup table discussion about jobs and clean technology. Reporter John Marcus is live at the discussion in downtown Los Angeles.
Today, Joe Biden led a group discussion along with Mayor Eric Garcetti and business leaders in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator. Before the roundtable talk, he asked for a moment of silence, since this was his first public appearance after the attacks in Paris. He spoke about ISIS and how they cannot attack the American way of life, saying that they cannot win and they will not win. He later dedicated the incubator, which is designed to start new enterprises, spread new ideas, and is the sixth largest clean tech incubator in the world. Reporting live from the Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator, I'm John Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
And now, more updates on the terrorist attacks in France. Officials conducted more than 160 raids in France and Belgium in their hunt for the suspects involved in the attacks. They have arrested more than 20 people in connection with the violence. New information about the attackers showed that some were known to French and Belgian security officials. Presidential candidates are weighing on the ISIS attacks in Paris last week. The Republican candidates, like Ben Carson and Ted Cruz, want the government to stop admitting Syrian refugees. They also want an increased U.S. military presence in Syria. USC political science professor Robert Shrum says the candidates' response to the Paris attacks could impact the presidential race.
Could we really put a Donald Trump in the White House with his finger on the nuclear trigger? Could we really do that with a Ben Carson? I think most observers believe or hope that the events in Paris will make people take a second look at the candidate and make sure that they're picking someone who can be commander-in-chief.
French prosecutors say one of the attackers in last Friday's terrorist attack was found with a Syrian passport. This has sparked controversy over Syrian refugees in the United States. Reporter Roran Wang has more.
More than 13 governors, along with Republican congressmen, say they will not accept more Syrian refugees as a response to Paris attacks last Friday. Governors of states like Alabama, Arizona, and Georgia are worried that terrorists could be crossing borders alongside Syrian refugees. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal tweeted that he signed an executive order instructing state agencies to take all available steps to stop the relocation of Syrian refugees in his state. But states don't have a say in where refugees are resettled since immigration is controlled by the federal government. Roran Wang, Annenberg Radio News.
What would happen if there were a bioterrorism attack in California? That's what state officials are trying to figure out this week. Reporter Brian Bencomo says they're taking part in one of the largest drills of its kind in California.
Public health and safety agencies in the state are participating in a week-long emergency drill simulating a response to a bioterrorism attack. Agencies from Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties are taking part. The California Department of Public Health says the event focuses on how to best respond to an anthrax attack. State officials say the exercise was planned well before the attacks in Paris. The drill involves first responders reacting to mock mass casualty situations, with some of them even wearing chemical protection suits and masks. Brian Bencomo, Annenberg Radio News.
International students are flocking to U.S. universities. The number of Indian students studying in the U.S. increased by nearly one-third last year, according to the Institute of International Education. That's the biggest single jump since the nonprofit started gathering data from more than 60 years ago. At the University of Southern California, the number of students from India has nearly doubled in the last 3 years. The Institute credits this jump for the surge of international students studying at American colleges last year. More and more college students are frustrated by inequalities for social groups in their universities. Today, many University of Southern Carolina students walked out of class to address the issue. College group USC 2020 Vision put out 12 demands to President Harris Pastides via an online petition. The demands call for a comprehensive resolution to decrease discrimination for minority groups. The group also wishes to create an official student board to resolve the issue by 2020. That's it for today. I'm Joshua Chang.
Thank you.